Hey everybody, Andy Hamilton of Track Wrestling here, bringing you another edition of 7 Minutes. Our guest this week is Northern Iowa head coach Doug Schwab. Schwab is in his 9th season as the head coach of the Panthers. As a competitor, he was an NCAA champion and 3-time All-American at Iowa. He placed 5th at the 2007 World Championships and represented the United States at the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. 7 Minute Series is presented by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. It's wrestlers helping wrestlers to wrestle at the college level. Start the recruiting process today. Let College Wrestler Recruiting help reach college coaches from D1, D2, D3, NAIA, NJCAA, NCAA, and WCAA. Check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. And also be sure to check out the 7 Minutes interviews we've done recently with David Taylor, Gable Steveson, Chris Bono, Yanni Diakamahalas, Troy Nickerson, Troy Steiner, Mike Machiavello, and Sarah Hildebrandt, just to name a few. You can find the transcripts of the 7 Minutes interviews on trackwrestling.com. And you can also download and listen on the go to some of the recent interviews on the Matt Talk Podcast Network on iTunes. Our guest this week, Northern Iowa coach Doug Schwab. Coach Schwab, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Andy.
Ready to go 7 minutes?
I'm ready to go for more if need be.
All right, we might go more then. Starting this thing off, if you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at the age of 15, what advice would you give yourself?
Holy cow. Wow. I guess I was pretty fortunate to have a couple older brothers that, you know, really helped guide me along. A lot of things are just experience and time. And I guess, you know, if you're talking about wrestling or you're talking about maybe life in general, that's a tough one, Andy. Really. I would probably, and I've talked about this with my guys kind of as being a competitor. I think I would enjoy competing more. Not that I didn't enjoy, but just like me, and I wouldn't make anything the end of the world. You know, even a loss, like everything would just be an opportunity to grow and get better. I think I'd really just enjoy everything and try to take advantage of everything that's in front of me, you know, and just take in and learn as much as possible. I feel like I've learned a lot throughout those years, and, you know, to go back and tell yourself, I don't know, I'd have to really sit down and think about it. But I mean, that'd be the big thing for me as a competitor, man, just really enjoy it. Don't put the weight of the world on you and go prepare the same, but man, really, really enjoy each opportunity you get.
What's the biggest break you got that helped you get where you are now?
Oh man, break. I don't know if I would call them breaks. I mean, I think you make a lot of your own breaks and how you prepare and how you live and how you train and how you treat people. I guess my biggest break is where I got to be born. You know, the mom that had me, and having 2 older brothers and a sister, and having the support that I did growing up in a town of Osage, that loves the sport of wrestling, that is a huge wrestling town that has a big tradition. I don't know if I'd call anything a break. I mean, I think everything that I've been able to do, I've done a lot of work to have that opportunity, but man, I see just being born with the family that I was, man, that's my biggest break.
If you could spend a day with any coach in any sport, who would you want to spend it with and why?
Holy cow. I study quite a few coaches. I would go with, you know, depends on what sport I want to get into. I would probably go a little bit with just, you make these tough, Manny. I mean, I should have been more prepped. I should have saw these before, so I was more ready for this stuff. You know what? I'll go. Even though I've read some on them, it's hard to find much on it. On the Patriots coach. I don't know why I'm blanking right now.
Bill Belichick.
I'd go with Belichick just from the attention to detail that he has. And actually, you know, I just read a book on Bill Walsh, which was really good. And, you know, I mean, I think as a coach, you're always trying to learn and pick brains of a lot of people. I mean, Saban would be one just because he's in the college. But I would go with Belichick just from, man, attention to detail and what he sees on film. And obviously, you know, wrestling and football are different, but that's something I'm trying to work on to be able to pick out tendencies and to be able to become, I guess, more of a student of, you know, not game plan, but picking things out from actual film, you know. And obviously he's a master at it, you know, so I'd love to pick his brain about that and be able to learn from, you know, what he tries to find and how he finds those tendencies. So
who are a couple coaches in college wrestling you admire and why?
Man, there's a whole lot of them. And I'll give you some reasons for, you know, the guys in maybe knowing them personally and being around them. You know, and one guy that's not in wrestling anymore, but Jay Robinson, I'll tell you that he has, just certain things that he believes and he doesn't sway on them. You know, he's got certain standards that he has and in a way that he's going to go about things and maybe a little bit old school. But man, I respected it. Still respected, you know, him as a coach. I'll tell you a few of the coaches I think are doing a really good job of kind of building, you know, a culture and not just trying to, yes, mass produce guys that just win and nothing else. I think Pat Popolizio has done a good job with North Carolina State, how they built their program up. And, you know, I know he drives a pretty hard line with, you know, certain expectations of their team and their guys have raised to the standard. You know, I look at someone like Princeton, and what they've done, you know, and been able to, you know, sell an Ivy League school and then be able to get guys to compete. But, you know, getting the guys, I think, to buy into something bigger. You know, I've seen those guys do it. And, you know, there's a standard one, man. I have a ton of respect for Tom, spent a lot of time with him, you know, and I could go on and on about the coaches, but there's a couple right there that I'm like, man, these guys they're doing a really good job of how they built the program. And I feel like they're doing it right. You know, they're really investing in the kids and sending out great people in the world.
Which recruiting loss was the hardest to deal with?
I'll tell you, in the last year, I lost, do most people say the athlete or just
some have? Yeah.
I'll tell you, man, I was really, really, Trey Munoz, man. I really, really liked that kid a lot. And man, they all hurt. But I'll tell you that, you know, you want guys that want to be at your program. That's, you know, one, but I mean, I really, really liked him. I know he was going to be a great wrestler. I was going to add to our team, and that's, you know, kind of fine. Like, who's going to raise the tide for everyone else too? So, you know, you don't dwell on those things because, man, we have a great class and love the class that we've brought in and the guys that we brought in and want guys that want to be here. But yeah, that one stung me a little bit. I really, really thought we had a really good chance to get him and make him part of the program. I think he would have really helped, you know, our program and would have raised the tide for everyone else. So yeah, that was one of them, but you don't dwell on it too much as a coach because, you know, you wish him well and you gotta go to the next guy to build your program with.
Going back to when you were on the other end of recruiting, what were your top three schools and why did you pick Iowa?
I really had top two schools. I'll tell you this, and this is, you know, having brothers that went through it. My brother was a coach at the time, you know, at Minnesota. I knew I was going to look at, I was looking at Iowa and I was looking at Minnesota. And then there was a few other people that called me and I remember that Purdue had called me and my brother coached out there. And, you know, I was like, man, that'd be cool to go take a trip, you know, cause you're a young kid and I haven't been a lot of places. Like, you know, that'd be cool to take a trip. My brother telling me, he's like, would you go to school there? I was like, no. He's like, well, don't waste their time. like, that's not fair to them. You know, they're going to come in, you know, they're going to put time and invest things into you. And, you know, for kids, if any kids are listening, like, if you don't really, you don't want to go to the school, you know, you're not going to go there. Don't waste their time. Cause you know what, at first sometimes, you know, we've had a few kids do that and you're like, it stings a little bit, but it's like, you know what? All right. I appreciate that. You know, you're not going to come to school here. And you know, that's what I went down to Iowa, Minnesota. And really for me, my brother could have made it really, really hard on me. But he didn't. He was like, man, at this time, I think I was the best place for you, even though he was coaching in Minnesota. And I think if it had been a couple of years down the line, I think he would have been like, you know, I think he's coming to Minnesota. But, you know, it was actually pretty easy for me. You know, it's changed a little bit, you know, I mean, just the recruiting and how much guys recruit. And heck, I didn't sign, no one signed till the spring then. You know, it's a little bit different than what it is now. But yeah, it ended up being a real easy choice for me.
How often do you have dreams at night about wrestling?
Some of them I remember, some of them I don't. I don't know. I mean, sometimes I get up and go after people, and I don't know if that means I'm going after someone wrestling wise. I haven't done that for a while, so hopefully I don't do it. I mean, I think I scare the living heck out of my wife sometimes when I've got up and in the middle of the night. But I think, you know, there's a lot of thinking that does go into it, and I don't, hopefully I'm tired enough from the day that, yeah, I just sleep well, and I don't think about it too much, but every once in a while I do. So
which match in your past sticks with you the most?
Oh man. Yeah. You know, there's some that come back to you because people bring them up to you. You know, it's funny, we were just down at the Hall of Fame in Stillwater, and you know, NCAA matches. We got to watch your finals, got to watch one I won, and then, you know, watch the one you didn't win. That sticks with you a little bit. I think, you know, there's some pride losses that stick with you a little bit more, because I think you know, you go back and, you know, maybe you would have done something a little bit different, or you're prepared a little bit different, or, you know, you're going back and you're looking at it. I'm looking at it from a 41-year-old instead of a 22-year-old. You know, you should be more prepared for it. You know, probably that the finals match a lot, because that's just not how I wanted to finish my college career. You know, I wasn't, you know, you're in Carver Hawkeye. It's the last match of your career. You know, you think you're going to go out and win one more title, and you didn't. So I'd probably think about that one, but you know, I try not to think about anything about my career too much anymore. And I feel like I put everything into it, and sometimes that's how things go.
Who's one guy you wrestled that you really enjoyed scrapping against, and why?
Oh man, there's a lot of guys that I really enjoyed in competing. You know, competing against them and training against them is, you know, probably a little bit different. I thought a guy like Leitner was always fun to compete against, because you know, those guys kind of guys make you raise your level. You know, in college wise, and first couple times I wrestled him, the first time I wrestled him, he kicked the dog out of me. And then it got closer, and then, you know, then he kind of turned the tide. Really enjoyed all the times I got to wrestle with Ironside. Was, you know, he kicked the heck out of me too, man. But I'll tell you, one of my favorite guys to work out with was McArabi, even though I couldn't do much to him, just, the feel that he gave and how fluid he was and how smooth he was, but how much he was just relentless too. And you know, I remember one time getting a takedown on him, and the one takedown was it was a good takedown, but that was the only takedown I got. But I still remember even getting that one takedown. But I've been fortunate to be able to put my hands on a lot of guys, and you know, all of them have been fun. Internationally, I'll tell you, a guy who was, even though he beat the heck out of me, was fun to wrestle because he was so athletic, was Garzon from Cuba. Probably the best guy that I've ever wrestled, and I think should have been a multi-time world Olympic champ, you know, if other factors don't come into play. But
let's say wrestling has one governing body, you're the president, what would you want to change?
Oh, man. Wow. Are we talking just, are we talking any? Are we talking college, folk style, freestyle? Are we talk, what are we talking, anything?
We're talking everything. Everything's under one umbrella. It's all wow. free game.
You know, I like elements of folk style. You know, I think it makes it two different, it does make it two different sports in a way. I don't know, Andy. I think that they've done a better job, but just and any corruption that you can take out of it, anybody getting paid off and just letting guys being able to go out and compete free. Or, you know, I was talking about Garzon just a little bit ago. I mean, that guy's the best guy I've wrestled. He should have had, you know, world and Olympic titles. You know, why doesn't he? You know, so if you can get that out of the sport, I don't know if you'll ever be able to, but I think where wrestlers are, I mean, they're compensated, but I think that's part of what makes a sport great too, is because, you know, you're not multimillionaire. You don't get that. I don't think you kind of get, I mean, you mow your own lawn, those type of things. I think that are important to keep that you're real humble. So I'm really kind of dancing around the question, because that's a really tough one. I mean, you've given me a lot of tough questions, Nancy. I appreciate it. I wish I would have prepared better. I think that they're starting to do some of it. I mean, I don't know. I guess, you know what, I'll make Gable gets to run wrestling, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Okay. You're going to hand that role right off to Gable. Okay. What's the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
Oh, wow. That doesn't mean that. I don't think, I'm probably not a very interesting guy, man. I know I love music, and I can rattle off a lot of songs and names of artists and all that stuff. You know, I think probably has nothing to do with wrestling. I got four kids and got twin girls that, you know, I mean, to me, that's the most interesting thing, is that, you know, I have that, you know, and I really enjoy White Label Mountain Dew. That's probably, I'm a Mountain Dew connoisseur. I don't know if anybody knew that, but I am.
Okay. Wrap it up with this. What's the greatest compliment someone can give you as a coach?
I think, man, when guys come back and they're done with, in, you know, their career's done, and maybe it's 5 years down the line or 10 years down the line or a year down the line, is that they come back and, you know what, I mean, they can handle anything that life throws at them because of going through the program. You know, they're a better person. I think, you know, when guys come back and they're like, man, coach, I get it now. I understand. Like, you know, and they use the lessons that you taught them. Yeah, I think that's as good as you can get. And for me, man, I want guys to come back and be like, coach, you've never changed. I mean, that would be the best compliment. Doesn't matter if I won, I lost. It's 5 years from now. It's 10 years from now. When I see you, man, you treat me the same.
Well, 7 minutes turned into 18 minutes, but that was awesome stuff. Thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me on, Andy.